For a lot of us, when our smartphone starts to feel a little slow, we face a choice. Spend the money to try to fix it, or just get a new one. But what if there was a smartphone that never got old? NPR's Alina Selyuk looked into it.
What if I told you there was a way to keep using your phone forever? I asked some phone users, would you want to?
Sure.
Why?
Price.
Yeah, it would appeal to me just because I don't like the hassle of having to go decide what you want on your new phone.
No, I don't think so. Because it wouldn't have like all the newest features.
That's Jeremy Register, Kim Thomas, and Daniel Bellino, whom I met in downtown Washington. Americans are actually pretty split, says analyst Roger Entner.
It's about half and half.
Half of us crave the latest devices, and the other half...
they don't mind if it's 3, 4, 5, 6 years old.
But on average, we stick with our phones for roughly 2 years. Does technology have anything to do with it? For an explanation, I Skyped with Jessa Jones. She's a repair evangelist who'll try to fix just about anything.
One particular phone that got flushed down the toilet, which I then smashed in my front yard.
That's how her kids turned her into Mommy Fix It. Jones has now revived thousands of devices at her shop, iPad Rehab, and she says phones slow down after a few years.
Over time, you'll find a mismatch between your hardware and the current version of the software.
In other words, the phone's wiring gets too old to handle the newest features.
You could use a phone for a really long time if you didn't try to upgrade the software.
So that's one way to use your phone forever. But what if you didn't have to give up on the new updates?
I'm definitely in the tree huggers group.
That tree hugger is Dutch designer Dave Hawkins. In 2013, he launched a project that chased that dream of a cool but everlasting phone for environmental reasons.
I 100% started this to reduce the amount of e-waste. That was the whole goal of this project. And that still is the main goal, I guess, to just try to have a phone that grows with you but doesn't generate that much waste.
The project was called Phone Blocks.
So this is a new kind of phone. It's made of blocks.
It was a concept design of a modular phone. Its components like the screen, camera, battery, even processor are all separately detachable and replaceable. The video took off on the web. It created a global community of supporters. Companies in China and Europe started talking about and working on modular phones. But the big market test of the idea could come later this year.
Here you go. Aya.
Ara is a modular phone by Google. That's project lead Rafa Camargo unveiling a working prototype last year. The pilot is slated for 2016, and what Google promotes about Ara is this idea of tailoring your phone for what you need it to do. But some environmental activists are also watching the modular movement, hoping it will show that people do want to keep their phones for a really long time. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.